Hello, today I want to explore our emotions and in particular how we handle the emotions and why we want to deal with emotions. It might seem obvious, but it's worth having a look at. Now, again, if you're driving, you can listen to the first half of this as a talk. But your main priority is the safety of yourself and all those around you. So make sure your priority is your driving. If you're safe, secure, then you can treat the first half as a talk as well while you get on about your everyday work. Or you can treat this as a practice right now. And if you want to treat it as a practice, just find yourself in your preferred position. And if you're doing this for the first time, my default position is to find an ordinary chair and sit on it with your feet flat on the floor, hip width apart, small of the back in against the back of your chair. Your back nice and upright, feeling strong and healthy. Shoulders nice and straight. One hand on top of the other, thumbs gently touching, just placed in your lap for comfort. Head dipped a little. Eyes gently closed. So what do we mean by emotions and feelings anyway? They're things that have evolved, and we get them through our parents' genes that we inherit, and they are nurtured and cultivated and twisted and sharpened or kept down and unused by life experiences. So if we think of them as an ongoing flow of change inside ourselves, and the emotions just pop up either at random or seemingly at random from the brain or in response to external things, external causes. So, how useful are they? That's the crux of this. It helps enormously if you have at least a general idea of what you want your life to be like, what you want to be in your life. And most of us, though not all of us, most of us want to be happy. Most of us want to have a feeling of joy of life and to enjoy life. Most of us want to have good relationships with others, both family, work, friendships. Most of us, again, not everybody, but most of us want to do some good in the world, or at the very least, not contribute to any suffering in the world. So it's from those perspectives then that we can reflect on whether any particular emotion is helpful or not, is good or not, if you like. So it's really about outcomes. It's about results. If I'm angry at my daughter for having an untidy room, is it going to lead to good results? What we know from the negative emotions, anger, hatred, rage, prejudice, bigotry, is that internally, it's the same with stress, anxiety, depression. Inside ourselves, our physical body changes in response to these emotions in somewhat different ways, but chemicals, hormones shift and change, develop or are dampened down. And without going into all the science of it, the upshot is we are less physically healthy. We are more tired physically, and in the long term, if it's sustained, these emotions are sustained, we will die younger. So if you go back to what your outcomes are, healthiness, happiness, enjoying life, friendliness, then these emotions harm those wishes, those desired outcomes. As for the immediate effect, well, the anger or the hatred or the prejudice usually lead to unhappy situations. So if I was shouting at my daughter for an untidy room, she'd be upset. She'd probably react in a similar way. So a knee-jerk reaction is, look, it's my room, blah, 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 blah. You can't nag me anymore. And so the atmosphere in the house becomes soured and poisoned, which again isn't in line with what we want for our lives, which is to enjoy life, to be happy, not to hurt, and hopefully to nurture other people. So we certainly haven't done that. And this is where mindfulness comes into play. As we practice being mindful, what does it feel like to have your feet on the floor, hip width apart? What do the soles of your feet feel? What do your heels feel? What does your knee joint feel bent at an almost 90 degree angle? How does your back feel upright against a chair? How do your fingers feel on top of one another or on top of the lap? What does it feel like to drink water as I did a few minutes ago? Cold water from a tap in the early morning. The sensation of it. What does it feel like to hear birds? To sense it all raw and immediate. These are the exercises we do to sharpen our mind, to heighten our awareness, to be fully in a moment, and to repeat that moment after moment after moment, whether it's work we're doing, with family, with by ourselves, or just using any of the five senses. And as we get good at that, as we get better at that, as we heighten that awareness and sharpen it, so too we become very familiar with the creations of our mind. These things we call emotions, feelings, moods, states of mind. And if you then take that in alignment with our desires and our intellectual understanding that certain emotions will lead to good outcomes and certain emotions will lead to bad outcomes for us and for those around us, then the combination of the familiarity and the clarity of desired result means there's a greater chance of us noticing the emotion arising, deciding not to indulge it, not to be swept up by it, not to be caught up by it, dragged by it, but rather to just notice it and allow it to disappear of its own accord, die its natural death if we don't get caught up in it. And that's difficult, and it takes practice. But that's what we're here to do when we do mindfulness, is to practice. And with each emotion that arises, the brighter, more modern side of our mind can discern, is this going to lead to the good outcome? We can use the breath, if it's a negative emotion, to deflect, to reduce more subtly that emotion. Take a deep breath and count to 10. That's what they used to say when you're angry. It's the exact same thing. And in theory, though I don't know anyone who's ever quite got it 100% of the time, we can let go of every single negative emotion, feeling, mood, viewpoint, prejudice that arises. Just let it go, and in its place, either just accept a neutral, clear, calmer, more rested mind, or notice if better options appear to our mind, like happiness, appreciation, constructive, even constructive criticism, a solutions-oriented approach, an empathy-oriented approach, a compassion approach. And in this way we become liberated from the negative products of our mind, and we can cultivate and enjoy the positive ones. So if you're driving, please now switch this off till you get to a safe place, and let's go into a practice. Focusing on the breath. Just everyday breathing. We can think to ourselves, breathing in. I notice the clarity of the air flowing in. Breathing out, I notice its calm, gentle pressure. Breathing in, my mind becomes clear. Breathing out, my mind becomes quite still. Breathing in, clear. Breathing out, still. Your mind gets distracted by anything, by the thoughts, the emotions, sounds. Just completely accept that. That's what the brain does, and we don't mind that at all. But we just notice the mind's been distracted, where it went to, and just allowing it fit to fade away, take our attention back to what we're focusing on. In this case, the breath. And we notice the coolness and the freshness of the in-breath. And the warm, gentle pressure of the out-breath. And our attention is very light. Very, very clear. No effort required. Just in silence now. Now just take your attention to your toes. Notice how they feel. Maybe a little stiff, a little numb. Just start the very gentle, very slow process of letting them flex, loosen up. And as you do that, we bring in the balls of the feet and the heels. And as the heels stretch, brings in the Achilles tendons at the back. And then, one at a time, lifting the feet, loosening the ankles, all the time being very, very mindful, effortless, but very clear, feeling the pleasure of loosening the joints and the muscles. And then we relax the calves and the knees by adjusting our feet again. And then the long, strong muscles of the thighs. So the quadriceps running up the front. And the hamstrings up the back. We just allow them to gently sink into the chair or wherever it is you're doing the practice. And so the legs and the feet and the toes are all completely relaxed. And then we take the attention to our fingertips, tips of our thumbs. Just noticing first of all, not moving. Pure awareness. Touch, how delicate the touch is. How sensitive. And then gradually, just gently, almost naturally of their own accord, allowing the fingers to just sort of slowly sink in towards a clench. Tiny little movement. And then back out. Towards a stretch and then back in again, a wee bit further, and then out a little bit further. And after about two or three, they start to feel strong and loose again, and that brings in the hands and the wrists. And then we can relax the forearm up to the elbow, and the muscles of the small of the back can sink a little further into the chair. And then the upper arms up to the rounds of our shoulders. So the arms and the hands and the fingers are completely relaxed now. And the long, strong muscles of the upper back can just softly rest into the chair. And so the back feels relaxed. And then the shoulders, just allowing them to drop, sink back a little. Or if you need to give them a little roll. So that they loosen up too. And then the neck. Very, very gentle with the neck. Very slow. Doesn't like sudden jolts. Just moving the neck in little different directions. Noticing how far it can go without feeling strained. And eventually it loosens up. Then to the finger, to the eyelids. And in their own time, taking 2 or 3 minutes, with no hurry whatsoever, but when they're ready, just notice your eyelids of their own accord starting to very slowly and very gently open. And when they do, or as they do, keep your eyes downward gazed, unfocused. Just allow the eyes to find their own focus and their own time. It's a very pleasant experience for most people most of the time. So just enjoy this very gradual coming back out of the practice. And when your eyes are focused again, just again sit a wee bit still to allow your mind to come to focus and your body. And then you can continue, end the practice, continue with your morning, your afternoon, your evening, your night time. or just put your head down on the pillow and have a very deep, peaceful sleep if you're doing this last thing at night in bed. Thank you very much for participating in the practices, as always. It really is a privilege and a joy to do these, and I hope you gain some great benefits from them. Thank you so much. Take care.